Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Where was your team? Again, Louisville fans, shut up! Shut up!
And James Strebel.
You sucked! You were you didn't win. You haven't won a tournament game in how many years? Shut up!
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Was that on Friday?
Thursday.
That was Thursday.
Yeah.
You were on one on Thursday.
Yeah, I don't know what
you
happened.
You know what's funny about when Strebel does that? Sometimes we're laughing. I'm quiet there because he's been yelling all day.
Yeah.
It was like normal to me. I was reading the text line. I was I was doing other things. I was completely immune to it.
Yeah.
All right. Tons of things happening. We'll have a PGA Championship coverage coming up on Saturday and Sunday. Third round coverage on Saturday right here on 680 105.7. Final round coverage Sunday over on 93.9 The Ville. Plus, Louisville City FC back in action. 7:15 pregame, 7:30 kickoff. All stations, 680 105.7, 93.9 The Ville, the app and everything else. Soccer City coming up on Thursday. We are jam-packed this week. Louisville baseball, NBA playoffs, Reds baseball. We are jam-packed. Well, we like this guy.
Yeah.
We like this guy a lot. Mike Griffith joins us from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, part of Dog Nation. Mike, good afternoon, sir.
How you guys doing, man?
Well, apparently stealing a point guard there from Georgia. And really, we just want to know. I want to ask you a football question or two, because I don't know if you know this, but Kentucky fans feel like they're going to be in the SEC championship game there in Atlanta on the football side. So I'm sure you'll have an opinion on that. First, thank you for joining us. And Sevier Wheeler and Katie Johnson, they both leave. What the hell's going on right now with Tom Crean?
Oh, I don't think it's any different here than anywhere else, guys. I mean, I think I just looked. There's 1,600 guys in the transfer portal, and you know, different situations with Sevier and KD. I mean, very, very different situations. I think Sevier is, you know, originally, just his dad's comments that he wanted to be, you know, he was isolated. I mean, look, you know, Sevier was the leader of the Georgia team last year. Okay, he set a single season record for assists, and a lot of responsibility fell on his shoulders. I mean, he's a talented guy. He's a guy that flipped from Houston to Georgia once he found out, you know, Ant-Man Edwards was going to be here. He wanted to play with the Ant-Man and played a year with the Ant-Man, and then Ant went number one overall, and it was Sevier's team. That's a lot of pressure on a kid. And, you know, if you can go to Kentucky and you're surrounded by all these other playmakers and great players. I just think that's better for Sevier. I mean, it's hard to be the man on a 500 team, you know, and if Sevier has a bad game, Georgia's not winning, right? And, you know, it's tough. I mean, you know, you got a guy, Sevier, making 22% from three, you know, and he's in a position where he needs to make some of those open shots. And, you know, shooting 39% from the field, he's taking more shots than anybody on the team. I mean, there's pressure to make those shots. That's a lot of pressure for any young kid. And, you know, I just think it's, you know, going to Kentucky, I mean, my goodness, it's a blue blood program. I mean, you know, Cal turns out superstar after superstar. There's a huge fan following. You know, you have a bad day, the program. He might not even start, and that's okay. You know, he can be a part of something bigger and much better when you look at the tradition. I mean, Georgia's only won one SEC regular season basketball title in history. So, you know, it's a tough job. And, you know, he did his best to lead last year and played some really good games, and they beat some good teams. But, you know, that's a lot to put on a kid to try to be a leader like that.
And what's funny about Sevier Wheeler is I didn't know anyone last year when Kentucky faced Georgia, because at that point Kentucky was so bad and Georgia wasn't any good. We had a COVID outbreak at the station, and when Georgia, you'll like this, Mike, when Georgia scored that game-winning layup at the end when B.J. Boston fell asleep on defense, I was getting a rod shoved up my nose into my brain for a COVID test. So I was like, oh, yeah, Sevier Wheeler, like, oh, yeah, you saw him in the Georgia game. I'm like, I didn't learn anyone because I was terrified I was going to have COVID. Are he and Katie Johnson different? It seemed like there might be a little bit more contempt on Katie Johnson's side.
Well, I mean, you know,
I mean, I'm not trying to bust anybody's bubble, but, you know, COVID was everywhere last year, guys. I mean, Georgia dealt with it,
yeah.
too.
I'm
not giving Kentucky a pass. I mean, that's bad coaching. Yeah. That's bad playing. Nobody gives Kentucky a pass. That's embarrassing for the league. It's not up to Kentucky basketball standards. COVID happened everywhere, you know, and just – I'm amazed. I don't understand the common thread, if there is one. I mean, I'm a guy that went to Michigan State. So, I mean, I saw Tom Izzo have tough times. I covered that program for 4 years, and I can't explain why Izzo and Michigan State, and it just so happens that North Carolina and Duke, although I don't know, there's more FBI stuff coming out every day on Zion Williamson and Coach K, and his image has gone to hell. But I don't know if there's a common thread of the blue blood programs all struggling in a COVID year. I don't know if that's a coincidence or, you know, if they need bigger crowds to play in front of because they got five-star kids or what. But, you know, everybody had a tough time last year, so nobody's giving Kentucky a pass. That team was just and Georgia played well that game. I mean, you got to give Georgia some credit at some point. You know, they that was a big win for them. They'd lost 14 straight against Kentucky, and when Kentucky finally beats Georgia in football, which I would think – the law of averages says that has to happen sometime in the next 20 years. You got to give Kentucky credit when they're able to finally beat Georgia in football again. But, no, KD is a different situation in the sense of, you know, Coach Crean said he agreed with KD leaving. I mean, that kind of tells you, you know.
Right.
So we'll kind of, you know, and KD was a guy. I mean, it's out there. I mean, it's already reported. I mean, he's a guy that wasn't eligible until January, and they kind of worked him into the lineup and, you know, he was kind of a microwave kind of guy. He'd come in and heat it up pretty fast, and he could score. You know, but he wanted to be a point guard, right? He wants to be a point guard, and Sevier was the point guard. So, Sevier wants the last shot. Everybody wants the last shot. It's a tough situation to manage. Georgia bringing in, what, 3 grad transfers last year. They didn't have an off season, so, you know, it was a lot to try to bring together. For Crean, and now he's got a, like most other schools, I think Kentucky actually has the fewest attrition. I think they've only got, what, 5 guys that aren't going to be on the team from last year. Everybody else has 6 or more. It's going to be a whole new league. And Crean's
it
got
really
9,
is, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot to replace here, and it's going to be really interesting to see how that plays out.
Mike Griffith with us. How on the football side, just quickly, against Sevier Wheeler going to Kentucky, we are going to play that for you, but Chris Mack had a long, lengthy press conference there, and we kept it with that. Last one, we have a bunch of chesty Kentucky fans around here because they're recruiting well in the offseason. Vince Merrill and others are chirping Atlanta. I think it's still silly. What do you make of how far ahead is Georgia of everyone in the SEC East? And I guess, what do you make of Kentucky as they keep saying, hey, we're going to be contending to make that championship game, which, again, I think is rather silly.
Well, I mean, you got to believe you can do something before you do it. And the fact is, Kentucky has become a really respectable and a tough opponent. I mean, you know, Kentucky didn't beat Georgia last year, but they pretty much took Georgia out of the East because they knocked out 4 guys when they played them. I mean, Kirby wanted to go toe-to-toe with Kentucky, and Kentucky said, bring it on. And it was a slobber knocker, and 4 Georgia guys got knocked out of that game. And that was the game before Florida. So, you know, Kentucky took a toll on Georgia. And I believe if Jordan Davis, that nose tackle, if he's healthy, I don't think they lose to Florida. I mean, I could say that, you know, the starting quarterback also got knocked out when they were up 14-0 on Florida. But, you know, there's a lot of what-ifs when you lose those games. Nobody wants to hear it. Just like I told you, nobody wants to hear about Kentucky having COVID last year when everybody else in the country did. But the bottom line is that I do think Kentucky has turned into a tough program. And, you know, when you play Kentucky, you're going to feel it, right? And that's, you know, I would have, you know, never thought that day would come. It's still a basketball school. They still don't have the sort of elite talent that it takes to compete for championships. But in terms of being respectable, yeah, absolutely. They might even be the second best program in the East. I'm not saying that with arrogance. I mean, Georgia's loaded, man. You guys know that. I mean, this is a really good Georgia team that if they can ever figure out how to play the second half against Alabama. I mean, Kirby's led Saban at halftime the last 3 times he's played. He can't finish it. But Kentucky's a legit they're a legit team, man. That's a tough team there. I give Kentucky a lot of credit for how far they've come.
We were hoping you were going to dump on Kentucky. No, I'm just
no,
kidding.
No, I'll tell you what we'll do. I won't disappoint you. I'll do this. I want to know if the Louisville coach is still celebrating being the ACC coach of the year when Dabo Swinney wins a national championship and goes undefeated, and they give the ACC coach of the year to some guy that got beat by like 40 or 50 points by somebody that year. I mean, is that what had you going to give out free pizzas from Papa John's Stadium for being coach of the year in ACC with losing by 40 points in a game? I mean, these coach of the year things are a joke, man. I saw that Louisville coach won coach of the year over Dabo Swinney when Clemson, and I said, these people in the ACC are so jealous. It's pathetic. And they did it in the SEC for a while, too, to Nick Saban. The Kentucky coach won, you know, SEC coach. What did he win? He didn't win anything. Oh, he's coach of the year. He's the best coach of a mediocre program. It's almost insulting. I'd be embarrassed to be named the coach of the year if I was only, like, the fourth or fifth best program in a conference. It's turned into a consolation prize. We got the AYSO soccer parents have all grown up and vote for these awards now or something. Everybody wins. Everybody wins.
There we go. Well, then he talked to South Carolina, and that got Louisville fans mad. Then they hated him. He had to apologize 19 times, and now I think they like him again.
Yeah.
I think they like him again. I think they're coming back around, Mike.
He needs to get a restaurant and have all sorts of fun, and then they'll love him there, right?
You're damn right. You're damn right. Mike, appreciate the time. Take care.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Thanks,
all right,
Mike.
There we go. Mike Griffith hanging out with us.
I was a little worried.
He said it better than you, I think.
He did. No,
really
he did.
Look at him giving takes.
I was a little disappointed. I'm not going to lie. He's giving you, like, straight takes and, like, being serious. So I was like, man, he's not recreating that magic that we had back during football season. And then he comes in and he saves it at the last moment with the ACC Coach of the Year talk. Oh, that was great. Good job, Mike. I loved it. I seriously was disappointed. I'm like, man,
Mitch is like, I'm scratching him off my list.
Delete his number.
The V Show can have him on. Take that.
I can't wait till Louisville plays Georgia in 2032 or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be 50 years old.
Yeah.
Streep will be divorced. Me and Streep will be divorced.
Yeah, just hanging out
at
breweries. Yeah. I'll watch you gamble it. And Caesars, I sit sad, drinking my beer.
Oh, goodness.
There's a lot of things could happen.
Let's hit a legal ID here. Let's hit a legal ID. We'll keep it rolling on this Monday. All right, so 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. We're just going to keep going. Is that okay
Let's
with
do
you?
It.
Is that okay with you, Striebel?
I'm good.
It's all about you today.
I'm
what
energized.
Do you want?
I'm ready
Are
to go.
Are you energized?
Yes.
Well, you had a long day yesterday.
Yeah.
A lot of Busch Lights. What did you drink? Was it Busch Lights or was it bourbon?
No, just Busch Lights.
Just Busch Lights.
I was enjoying the weather because our weather people, Sunday's going to be a washout. It's going to be awful. Just stay inside. It's going to rain. 90% chance of rain. And then it's beautiful. Just a beautiful day. So it's like, bleep you weather people. I'm going to sit outside and enjoy myself. So after Kellen's tournament, I went home, sat outside. I drank a bunch of Busch Light.
There you go.
It was a great day. These damn weather people.
All right, so a ton of things I want to get to as we go today. One of them was this. And I want to ask you guys this because I don't know the answer. Well, I think I know the answer to it. But I think both of these programs in Kentucky and Louisville. Now, I would say Indiana for sure, because
right.
Indiana replaced a coach. They got Trace Jackson Davis to come back, and that's all that it took. I mean, getting Archie out of there was the main thing that they wanted, okay? They didn't get maybe a couple of the guys that they wanted, but I think a lot of Indiana fans, like your boy Jack Grossman, have bent the knee.
Yeah.
Here is what I would ask, though, for Kentucky and Louisville. It feels like, except for our guy Moody Mitch back at the station, it feels like these programs this offseason are creating or have created the hype.
Yeah.
I feel like expectation is there, and I feel like we didn't have to wait too long in the grand scheme of things. End of March, really almost April and May, it wasn't even two full months, and these programs redid their staff.
Yeah.
These programs, I think, are going to fundamentally change from what they were last year offensively. I mean, both of them were a bad watch offensively.
Sure.
I mean, by themselves, Carly Jones had a ton of nice moments. David Johnson had a, you know, had some nice moments. But as a whole, Louisville's offense was a rough watch.
It was painful, yes, absolutely.
And it caught up with them and everything else. And I guess my question is, I'm having trouble here because I feel like in my bones that the teams here have done a good job. Mm-hmm. Now, I feel like Kentucky has done a better job. And so go play this for all the Louisville people.
Yeah.
And the only reason I say that is because I know Orlando Antigua. Jen Coleman, I don't have much of an opinion on him. Like, I don't the Louisville guys.
Right.
It may, we may find out that your boy Ross McMaines is a better assistant than, like, a Jen Coleman.
Sure.
Okay, I have no idea. If Louisville would have hired Jen Coleman, it's the anonymous coach who had a couple key relationships that moved him up the ladder, mm-hmm. and he's a quote recruiter, and we all would have bought in.
Yeah.
If Jen Coleman would have went to Louisville, that would have been the discussion. That's what the discussion was at Kentucky. But you have the Orlando Antigua anointing him,
yeah.
and that adds to it. So I know when Orlando Antigua was here, what Kentucky basketball rosters looked like and how they won. And how much credit we've given him, I think, is too much. I mean, we're acting like that it's just going to be 38 and
you know, again.
I mean, there's a sense of that, which I think is foolish, okay? And I would say that who Kentucky brought in is better than who Louisville brought in, okay? But I really feel like with Trainer and Jalen Withers, what Louisville has coming back is better than Kentucky, especially if I don't know if Keon Brooks is there.
Yeah, I think that's a fair.
And Chiboy's supposed to be a beast, but he wasn't a beast at West Virginia.
For half
a season. Good. Yeah. He was good.
Yeah.
But we're talking about good or a beast. And what do they need? They need a beast.
Yeah.
But I feel like these teams have done a good job addressing needs, changing their team's roster for what they were bad at last year. And so I'm giving them credit. My question to you guys is, were we going to buy into what, or were the majority of fans going to buy into anything, no matter what they did? Like you have, and here's the reason I bring this up. You have Kentucky basketball that fundamentally changed this offseason. We're not going after the best players anymore. You're not.
Yeah.
You're not going after the best players anymore. Now when you bring in Kellen Grady, now when you bring in C.J. Frederick, now when Lance Ware might play minutes, I mean, there's guys on this Kentucky roster that are good,
mm-hmm.
and they need pieces, but they're not some damn super team. Like, they're not some group of just straight-out ballers. There might
right.
be two NBA guys on that team.
You would think Damian Collins, Ty Washington are the NBA guys.
Yeah,
maybe Oscar
Tshiebwe. And you have Tshiebwe out there. But
yeah.
you don't have a team that's just stacked where, you know, at the end of the year, there's going to be four or five guys that you're going to watch in the lottery. And Louisville goes, and they add shooters. Chris Mack today said, we have more talent this coming year than we did last year. I don't know if I agree with that.
You won't play that soundbite?
I mean, we can hear in a second. I don't know if I agree with that.
Right.
I don't know, and this is part of the analysis that gets lost on me when everything is great, that me praising them, that means something because I don't praise every single move the teams make. If Kentucky or Louisville make a move, I'm not going to sit here and blow smoke up their rear.
That's great.
Yeah, but I feel like they've done a good job.
Right.
Does that make sense?
And just real quick before I get to respond to that, and you were talking about, you know, NBA guys and just Kentucky's not going after. Now, if you look at, and I'm looking at 247, the 2022 top basketball recruits, and Kentucky's got 100% prediction for Jaden Bradley, number 9 player in the class, point guard. Sky Clark already committed, number 10 player in the class, combo guard. And then they got another prediction from Cason Wallace, number 16 in the class, combo guard. And that's a Jay Lucas guy out of Texas. So I think I would hold off on they're not going after the top.
I'm talking about this year.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on this team.
You have Tom Crean's 5'8 guard. You got a guy in Davidson. You have
right.
a backup guard, C.J. Frederick.
Right.
Lance Ware might play.
But I'm saying this year might be the anomaly. that you might not see what Cal's doing this year going forward now with Antigua and Coleman on the staff with Jay Lucas. Now, he did what he had to do, because you're right. They couldn't go after the Jaden Hardys and guys like that because they weren't interested. Jaden Hardy hadn't been interested in months, from what I understand. Like, it was, he was not going to Kentucky. As to your question on are people satisfied, I think so. I think Kentucky, if you didn't have that tangible evidence with Orlando Antigua and what he was able to do at Kentucky, maybe not as much. I think that effect with Kentucky fans put them over the top. With Louisville fans, they're just happy that Chris Mack made a move. I think they're just happy that he made a move and he showed some type of initiative. Hey, this ain't good enough.
Yeah, but you guys love Chin Coleman.
Yeah.
All the gas bag homer media. Oh, yeah. I love Chin. Oh, he's so...
Because he's a package deal with Orlando Antigua.
It's the exact same thing as everyone's saying. They're in love with
McMahon. I disagree.
It's the exact same thing.
No, I disagree 100%.
Chin Coleman has a few guys on his rivals
page. When Orlando Antigua says, I want this guy to come with
me. Is that what he said?
Yes.
Well, they said they weren't a package deal. That's what they said.
That's what they said, but I disagree. You can't tell me that. That's fine. They can say whatever they want to say. But when Orlando Antigua puts his name with a guy and is like, yeah, this dude's legit, you're going to believe it, because that's tangible. That's something that you could actually point at and say, yeah, this is what it used to be with Orlando Antigua. This is what he can do. This is what he's done in the past. That with McMahon's and Cahill, I mean, Fennell's been with the program, but did any Louisville fan know his name before he got hired on as the assistant coach? No, they didn't.
Well, yeah, they did.
Biscuit did. Your average Louisville fan didn't know who Cahill Fennell was. No one knew who McMahon was.
I think I disagree with you on that. I think. I don't know.
I'm with it. I disagree with that, too.
Did you know who Cahill Fennell was?
Yes. And
yeah,
I'm trying.
Right the first three times you said it.
It's Fennell.
Are you trying to impress us?
I'm not saying that, Mitch, maybe I don't know if I believe you. I really don't. Like, the average
Kentucky
fan's
are embarrassing themselves with Chin Coleman. Admit that.
No, they're not.
Admit that.
I will not.
Mitch, you would agree with me on that one, right? I like Chin Coleman, but you guys are embarrassing yourselves with Chin Coleman.
We played sound, and we all gushed over that sound.
I'm not saying
every single one of us.
Because it was awesome. Great sound.
So now, if he came in and did the boring ass press conference that we just heard, I don't think people would be as excited.
What press conference? McMahon's?
Yes.
Well, he's an analytical guy.
He's analytics. You come in and say, many, and you're off the Peloton, you're sweating, people are going to fall in love.
Well, no, that was just a Twitter video.
It was.
Because Kentucky decided to do their press conference Saturday afternoon.
Right, when no one's going to pay attention.
It was very helpful.
Yeah, it's very
Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, which is awful. I won't back that at all. That was terrible. That was absolutely terrible.
We got a little New York Giants football on right there.
Kenny Galladay, Kyle Rudolph. Kyle Rudolph still playing? All right, there you go.
Adoree Jackson, you didn't know his name, did you?
No, I didn't want to mess it up either.
You didn't know who Adoree Jackson was.
Not really. But I think both fan bases are happy. I think Kentucky fans are a little more happier than Louisville, because Louisville, they're still trying to figure these guys out. That's my thing.
Well, Mitch hates McMahon's, and it saddens me that this is how it's going to be. Him and Cooper on Twitter should have hired Seth Greenberg. Should have hired an ESPN analyst. Oh, yeah, that Mitch is already ingrained right now that he's not going to get McMahon's any love. And damn it, I'm going to give McMahon some love.
He might be
good.
Do you understand that?
I'm going to give him some love.
He's an outsider coming in. And Chris Mack took a shot.
You know I hate being on the same side here as Rummage and Maben, but I'm going to for this one.
For McMahon's, until proven differently.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, but Louisville fans aren't going to gush over McMahon's as much
they're
as Kentucky fans.
Not as much as Coleman, right?
Oh. Who's gushing more over the unknown quantity?
Who's gushing more? Louisville fans over McMahon's, Kentucky fans over Chin Coleman at ESPN 680.
I think it's Chin Coleman, but we may be proven wrong.
I think you're right.
But this
offensive genius thing, this McMahon's, it's going to pick up.
It's going to pick up
steam. It's going to pick up.
Once more Louisville fans hear that sound that Chris Mack just gave us, it's going to start rolling.
My man Danny Dimes is getting slaughtered.
Oh, God. Oh, he just got it. Ooh.
Yeah, this is all year. No. Look at him. Run, you son of a bitch, run.
He don't. go from that to
You
want to
take this live, Mitch? You want to take Mina Kimes?
Mina Kimes' and, thoughts on Daniel Jones?
Marcus Spears breaking down Daniel Jones' pocket presence.
Yeah, look at my guy Spears with his one AirPod.
You didn't know that was Spears. You thought that was Booger McFarlane.
No,
if I would have said that was Booger McFarlane, you would have said, oh, it's Booger McFarlane, my guy.
I know who the big swagoo is. He's on SEC Network.
Swag-goo.
Yeah, I know who Marcus Spears is.
Did you buy your son a Lynn Bowden shirt?
Damn right I did.
You're an embarrassment.
That's embarrassing. It's his favorite player. He's going to be so – he doesn't even know yet. He's going to be so happy when he gets that shirt.
He might now if he listens to the podcast.
Well, that's a good point. He could have just ruined the surprise.
But it's okay. It's just a T-shirt.
He's getting one. Mitch sent the link yesterday.
What'd you get the other? What'd you get the twins? Anything?
Nothing yet.
Nothing.
They just had a birthday, though. They just got a bunch of stuff. Yeah.
Do you give them the same thing, or do you give them different toys?
No, they got different stuff.
Different toys?
Yeah, they got different toys.
Are you trying to get, like, a boy-themed one, but the same thing as a girl-themed one?
Well, they're both into these, like, fidgets now. So these little...
Fidgets?
Yeah, so these little toys. And remember fidget spinners?
Yeah.
Okay, so, those types of things, they're, like, really super popular.
Okay.
And so they each got to go and pick out, like, fidgets. There's, like, a fidget store over in Louisville. That's all they sell. They spent like over $100 each on these little fidgets.
They spent $100 each on fidgets?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. That's what they're into. They trade them back and forth and everything.
It's a lot of OnlyFans. Did you tell them that?
No. And then Wyatt got a little go-kart thing to go over his hoverboard, so now he can drive with his hoverboard, which is kind of cool. And then Ellie got a brand new scooter.
Texas says UofL fans are embarrassing themselves over McMaines. Texas says UK hires McMain and Sweeney would blast it. Yeah, but I have a higher standard for Kentucky than I do Louisville.
Yeah, we all do.
And I disagree. People love Joel Justice and didn't know a damn thing. No way. If McMaines was hired at Kentucky, he would be sold as an offensive guru genius that, yes, can absolutely help John Calipari advance into 2021.
Updated, reboot his offense.
It will update his offense. It would be sold that way.
Sure.
And y'all would love him, and you would say, I developed Klay Thompson and Miles Turner. We know what.
There'd be blog posts about it. No, there'd be long.
It's the Spider-Man meme.
It really would be. Absolutely. Absolutely. But, it is what it is. The fact that they're both content right now, both babies are content, it worries me. I don't like it. I mean, there's got to be – something's going to happen within the next week or two where everyone's going to be pissed off again. It's going to happen.
I'm a UK fan. Chin makes my skin crawl.
Well, you're in the minority on that one, dude.
Texas says UK fans gushing more and it's not close. Louisville fans wait and see, while Kentucky fans just foul blindly like sheep because Cal says so. That's got
to
be a joke.
That has to be a joke. It has to be a joke. They're gushing over everything. I mean, how many tweets did I see today? Chris Mack won the press conference. He knocked it out of the park. He's hitting all the right notes. He's done his homework.
It was a fine press conference.
But the idea that Louisville fans don't critique anything, baloney, BS. And there was nothing really to critique in Chris Mack's press conference. I'm just giving you an example of all the love we just saw. McMaines is great. Khalil Fennell is great. Is great.
Texas says they should have hired Butch Beard. Texas says Strebel's being a UK honk right now.
Yeah.
Texas says, would you rather have Chin Coleman or Ross McMaines?
I'll take Chin Coleman.
It's too early for that. Let's save that for July.
Texas says, how about Mark Few out there working fools, ripping five stars from Calipari? That's great.
He didn't rip a five star.
That is a great point. Put it up at ESPN 680. Would you rather have Sevier Wheeler or Nolan Hickman?
Well, that's a good question.
Hickman's the drug you've been fed for more than a decade,
Strebel.
It's that five star. That's the drug, brother. That's a drug you've been fed.
I mean, I guess Hickman was just, he was scared of Ty Washington and said, I can go play over Hunter Salazar.
Is that what he was scared?
He was scared of Ty Washington.
He was scared.
He would rather, he felt he had a better chance to play over Hunter Salazar than he did over Ty Washington.
Hunter Salazar, I believe, went down in the rankings.
He did. He went down
a fair amount.
Washington's ahead of both.
Yeah, he plummeted.
Yeah.
He plummeted. I don't know why he plummeted.
Who is
someone get Travis Branham on the phone?
Who was telling us last? Was it Travis Branham that was telling us last week he had a really bad weekend at the Iverson Classic? Was that him?
I don't remember.
I'm pretty
sure. I don't remember this weekend.
Let alone last week. You remember the Preakness.
Texas says, is Strebel happier now or last year when Olivier Saar committed?
Man, I was so happy when Olivier Saar committed. It was in retrospect, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed.
Well, you don't have to be embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed. I went on that young man show and tanked it over Olivier Saar. I ruined his day. I ruined a man's day over Olivier Saar, and I'm embarrassed. And I apologize.
No, that's fine. You had a 9-win season. Yeah. You should have, knowing what you know now, you should have ruined a young man's day.
I need to call him and apologize. I apologize for tanking your show over Olivier Saar,
Texas says Coleman has been here 3 weeks and he brought in a 5-star. Calipari got Ty Washington.
That was all Cal. Yeah, that was all.
Is that what Jason Markham said?
Well,
I thought it was Chin.
There's a little boost at the end for Chin.
What blogger boys you've been talking to this weekend? Anybody? You've been DMing? You messed up your quickies on Saturday. I did.
I put JD Hardy. It was 7 a.m. when I was typing them.
I thought you typed them the night before.
I was going to, but I didn't get home till like 9:30. So I was I'll get up early and do it.
The quickies weren't great. I got to be honest.
That's all right.
They're weak.
There wasn't a lot going on. What else was I going to put in there?
I don't know.
I put baseball in there. I put softball in there. I put Ty Washington stuff in there. I put Sevier Wheeler stuff in there. I put Jaden Hardy. I tried to put everything in there. You put SEC football stuff
in there.
Well,
you don't have to put the UK baseball team in there anymore.
Oh,
you can go ahead and put that aside.
I mean, Nick Bengione,
he's overrated.
That.
Say what you want to say.
He's overrated.
Yeah, I dare you have him on Pratt and Nissel.
It was enough. Love him up stuff from him.
Is he doing the loving him up stuff?
That was his MO since the beginning.
That's all he does.
He's Mr. Motivation.
He's LEO.
Yeah, he's LEO. By the way,
Tom Allen just bringing in 5-stars. How you like that, Mitch? Come over here and get your rear bottom spanked by old Uncle.
Uncle Tommy.
Tommy will have him for a year. We'll see what they do in that 1 year.
Yeah, the win,
but he has him for a year.
Eight games.
Oh, seven games?
It's what we're doing here. What's he going to do here? He's going to go 7-5, and everyone's going to go, damn, that's a good year.
Good season. It's a good season. It's good by both coaches, Stoops and Satterfield. They both will be praised for 7-5.
Texas says, if Cal got tie-tied, then I don't wear tidy whiteys.
What?
Ty is Brandon Boston 2.0.
You hope. You pray. You hope.
Listen to this. This is going to get Strebel going. I know people just try to get you going.
Yeah.
McMaines is the next Nate Oates.
Based on what? Be excited about your coach, but he's in New Zealand for a reason.
He's joking.
He's in New
Zealand. I'd like to go to New Zealand.
I'm watching New Zealand basketball tonight.
Are you?
Yeah, I might pop it up on the YouTube, pull Steve Rummage, watch some New Zealand basketball film.
Do you still have a TV, or do you sell that to Louis Rabeau as well?
I still have two TVs.
You trying to sell one or what?
Well, yeah,
no.
Get rid of one?
No, I don't.
Okay, all right. That's putting that out there.
How bad of a weekend did you have?
We can get into it. Also, some Bob Baffert news. I don't know if
The Bob Baffert
Whoa,
news.
There is.
No, I mean, we haven't mentioned the Preakness other than, I mean, I'm not breaking down the Preakness.
No, there's no reason to.
I did watch the Preakness.
Yes.
A horse that I did not know existed won the Preakness.
Yeah. Kinda,
that's all that I have.
Broke bitch's heart.
We'll get into that next segment if you want, but give us the news here, Mitch,
Bob Baffert. The big Bob Baffert news is the New York Racing Association sent out this release about 15 minutes ago. The suspended trainer, Bob Baffert, which will prevent him from entering any horses in the Belmont or any NYRA track, as well as having a barn or stalls at the three tracks. So,
wow.
No Baffert horses for the Belmont.
So, what's the take on that? Like, I don't know who was – which of his horses in his stable were set to run in the Belmont.
I mean, I guess Medina Spirit and Concert Tour.
No, Medina Spirit's done. That horse is done.
That was it.
You'll see that horse in months. That horse is gonna go eat a peppermint with.
Also, I went over to check on. I went over to check on Blank as he was getting the news.
He's not there.
No, he is.
Oh, is he?
Oh.
Yeah.
He seemed.
You know. I'll talk to him when he go on break, but he didn't seem like crushed over it.
Oh.
Really? Well, that's disappointing.
Well, he doesn't think he did it. He thinks he's okay.
He's innocent.
I'll ask him if
he
still
believes. The evidence will come out soon.
Texas says you got home at 9:30, LOL.
That's late for me. I don't like being out past 9, if I can't help it.
Why are you 75 years old?
I don't know.
I don't like being out past
nine. I don't know
nine.
When it happened. It
I mean,
just happened.
Your wife is younger than you.
Yeah.
Maybe she would like to go out and hang out or something.
She doesn't. She really doesn't. She's the same as me. She'd rather be at home.
Texas says you'd rather have Hickman, who's better than Ty Washington.
He's not better. If he was better, he'd be ranked higher. And again, Hickman and Ty Washington went head to head. Guess who won? Ty Washington. He blew him out.
Texas says no Baffert horses at the Belmond. Texas says Louisville got a coach. UK got the bag man.
Damn right we did. Yeah, I don't even care. Y'all can make all those jokes you want. I'm happy. I don't care about the bag jokes.
Again,
it's
just Greg giving that high Louisville's in trouble.
Yeah,
it really is unbelievable.
Well, they had bag men.
They don't know that that's actually them. Kentucky still has not got in trouble. By the way, we need to go back. This may not happen today. Jason Riley of WDRB had more retweets
from
the Brian Bowen Adidas thing.
Okay.
And so Brian Bowen's lawyers, they alleged that this Adidas guy had a fake hat. What was it? Like in the eye of basketball or in the eye of sports, it was some BS shell company that he was paying people to like Ashley Furniture credit and stuff.
Oh
yeah,
wow,
great stuff, dude. It's great,
nice. So
I love it. I hope so. I hope it's all true.
So it's like
all of it.
So he's laundering money through this fake.
I guess I need to go read him.
It
yeah.
sounds like a money laundering scheme, which is great.
Mitch looks like someone who would launder money. Yeah. Like try.
Have you heard the theories about like some of these mattress stores?
Oh
these
yeah,
big yeah. Because there's no one ever in there. Like no one's ever at these mattress stores. That they're just money laundering. Is all it is. Just something.
Is that what people say?
Oh yeah.
Well, you should tell that to John Bowl. He can do an investigation.
You know what? That's a good idea.
By the way, did you see the 60 Minutes thing?
Oh, of course I did. Yeah.
The alien thing.
I wasn't impressed.
I wasn't either.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get into it. Okay,
yeah,
look at it.
I wasn't
okay.
impressed.
Okay, well, I wasn't either.
Okay, good.
Look
okay.
at it. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now we're talking. All right, let's take a break. 437-9680 on the other end. Mitch had it's a disastrous weekend. He's not going to believe that I feel bad, and that's fine. He doesn't have to. But
we had the receipts.
We did feel bad for Mitch. So we can get into that. We have a bunch of Chris Mack sound we're going to get into. And the Louisville video.
We got to
get it.
The
football video. We'll do all of that coming up next. All right, guys, need to tell you about DraftKings. It's playoff time, big stakes, bigger promotions. It's time to hammer the over and score some cash. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a chance to lower the over-under on a featured playoff game. All players who place a bet on the featured basketball game will have a hand in lowering the over-under on the game. That's right. For every 1,500 players who bet the over on a select game, the over-under will drop by 1 point. Every bettor who hammers the over, you ever hammered an over, Strebel?
I have not.
Mitch looks at me as a guy who would hammer the
under.
Hammer
the under.
The under.
No, you never bet unders.
I'm with
you. Unless someone tells you to.
All right.
There you go, Mitch.
Well, then you don't listen to him, and you do the opposite. Anyway, every bettor who hammers the over in the featured game helps to lower the game's over-under. The best part is, as the line lowers, the odds remain even money. That's right. You can double your money by hammering the over. It's all at DraftKings. So go download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use the promo code WHBE when you sign up to hammer the over. For every 1,500 people that bet the over in the feature game, the line will decrease by 1 point. Yes, this is your chance to improve the odds of the overhitting. So tell your friends and family this is a team effort. Hammer the over, improve your odds of doubling your money. That's promo code WHBE for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Indiana only. Restrictions apply. Max value $25 wager, one per customer. Offer ends 5/23/21. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You have to respond to Vince Merrow saying that Kentucky football was, a better program,
than
Michigan?
Yes, I have to. Yes, and I will. I will. I'm going to have to take down Big Dog. I'm sorry.
And James Strebel.
I had to do it. I love him. I want him to be the head coach one day.
Oh, stop it. I love
Fitzmaurice.
Wait. Back up. That's the most gas bag thing, gross thing I've ever heard.
I don't care. I want him wearing the main headset.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
One of the most foolish things you've ever said, Vince Merrill being the head coach.
I still love it.
I know you love it. It's unbelievable.
It only lasts for a season or two, but I'd enjoy it.
We got the PGA Championship coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Westwood One's coverage, 1 o'clock both days, right here on 680-1057 on Saturday. Then on Sunday, that coverage will be over on 93.9 The Ville. Sunday's open because U of L baseball goes Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week. Well, they have the game on Tuesday, then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the ones that matter. So there you go. So, Mitch, you can go out to the ballpark.
Yeah, like you wanted to this past. It's supposed to be even a nicer weekend this
weekend.
Oh,
it's going
to
be great.
I think me and Kreener are going golfing on Sunday. He doesn't have to run Louisville baseball. So after Sunday morning hangover,
he's free.
He's done for today.
Something's going to happen. He's going to have to work. And it's going to be just the saddest conversation that I end up having with him.
So you got anything for Dan McDonald for there, Strebel?
Well, yeah, I mean, number one team. I mean, all the Louisville fans, and rightfully so, they crushed Calipari for underachieving with a top 10 rank and then going 9-16.
I haven't heard this take before.
Dan McDonald. Crush him. He had the number one team in the country, and they have a chance of not making it to the postseason. Crush him. Crush the great road through road to Omaha goes through here. I had to drive past that multiple times on the way to the studio, see it on the stadium, and think, maybe not so much. Maybe not. Maybe the road to Omaha goes through a place that's not Louisville. How about that, Louisville fans? Crush him. Crush him if he loses. I want to hear it. Because he's the greatest coach ever of all time. Greatest baseball coach to ever. I mean, greater than everybody.
Okay, you're good. But you got that second win that saved you.
Yeah, but
it wasn't
too
bad.
It wasn't too bad, but it just.
And Mitch just putting quarters in the machine.
He's baseball.
Like a jukebox.
Yeah, he is. He's like, put the quarter in the machine. Stairway to heaven. Boom.
There you go. And there's Strebel ranting about something he doesn't know on a team. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know a player, another coach, who they play this weekend. He has no idea.
No idea.
He knows Dan McDonald and that they play on 93.9. And that's it.
That's
and you know Sean Moth and that's it.
And I know they were number one. They were preseason number
there
one.
You go.
I know that. And
you
now
know that.
Not.
Well, now you know four things. Mitch, let's dive into your disastrous weekend. We've waited long enough. It's been a busy day. For people that don't know, Mitch he's not a gambling addict, but he's exhibiting signs that could become something that he is in the future. And I say that now I'm worried that we're feeding into this. I don't know what our responsibility here is, but Mitch has been losing in gambling so much so that when he has one of these rough weekends, he puts items in his apartment up for sale. So he put this, how old was this Nintendo Wii? 7, 8 years old?
I mean, the system's been out forever, but I bought it like 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay, so you had a Nintendo Wii with a bunch of games, and our good friend Louis Ribot of the Horse Racing Happy Hour, our guy Louis, our horse racing insider, mm-hmm. he was there at Pimlico. But anyway, we'll get to that here in a second. So
He was going to pay
$100 for this bundle.
Yeah.
Okay? But he had a proposal for Mitch, and that's, I'll keep the money, and let's go 50-50 on a $200 pick four. And we tried to talk Mitch out of this.
Yeah, we did.
For this very reason. For what we're having to do right now is the very reason. But I already know the rationale that Mitch is going to make because he's a degenerate. So, here's how it played out in my mind, and then, Mitch, you can take it from there. So, Mitch, they made it to the final race.
They did.
To the Preakness. And they had four horses that were live, including, Midnight Berman and Medina Spirit.
The three favorites. Yep, those were the three favorites.
The three favorites, and then a long shot, okay? Yep. And down the stretch they came.
Yep.
And there were two horses, who was it, Medina Spirit
and Midnight Bourbon.
And Midnight Bourbon, there were 1-2, and no matter how those finish, Mitch was going to pocket $400 or $500. It was right there.
Yep.
Down the stretch they come. And then out of nowhere, we don't know anything about Horsine.
Nothing.
This is it. Rom, what's his
name? Bauer.
Rom Bauer.
Who apparently didn't run in the Kentucky Derby because it was either the trainer or the owner. Maybe the text line.
No, the owner didn't want to.
Yeah, the owner didn't want to.
The owner didn't want to.
Wow.
The trainer was good to go in the Derby. He's like, no, let's wait for the Preakness.
And his only other win was in California to qualify for the Derby. He won by a nose. Like, barely. He won barely.
A snout.
Yes.
So he romps down the stretch in the Preakness, and I swear I'm watching it. We're going to go, you know, hang out with friends, and I told Nikki, I go, we got to watch this.
I told her, Mitch, this
is going to be a great moment. And I was even touching the money. I text Louis Rabot. I'm like, man, you guys are in great shape here.
Yeah.
I'm texting Mitch. I mean, they got the three favorites and a long shot.
You're being positive.
I was absolutely. So I'm thinking they got four horses. What, there's 10 in the field? Was that right, Mitch?
Yes.
There was 10 in the field, so you're throwing out a couple of these bums anyway.
Sure.
Okay, so you're down to 8. You got half the field.
Yeah.
You have 50-50 shot in horse racing for thousands of dollars potentially. And I'm like, Mitch is going to, like, I was already formulating in my mind that we were going to have Strebel come on here and teach him about fiscal responsibility and how you need to put a couple hundred dollars aside or you need to pay the rent and you don't need to go to Caesars, okay? Or go do something stupid with
it. Buy some shoes.
Yeah. We were going to kind of coach you. Down the stretch they come. And this damn horse.
Rombauer. Rom Bauer just
romps in the Preakness.
Yeah.
And then I looked down. It was about a minute later, Mitch, bleep everything, bleep my life, whatever he said.
Yeah.
I just said bleep everything.
Bleep everything. And then we knew we would be dealing with this. You're in a much better mood than I thought.
I'm shocked.
Not to mention your St. Louis Cardinals were a disgrace this weekend, including on Sunday Night Baseball.
Out west.
And it's just, I'm sorry, Mitch. We are sorry.
Yes. No.
So there we go.
Listen, Mitch. Here's the exact conversation Andy and I had. Now, I'll text to you. Andy, oh no, Mitch, he's going to vomit.
I would have vomited.
I would have vomited too. I said second place with crying face, poor Mitchell. Then Andy says, bruh. I said, I legit feel bad for him. We did feel bad for you, Mitch. I still don't.
You guys can say a million times. I will not believe
it. Okay.
You.
All right.
No, you losing and being sad is better. I'm not acting like it's not better, but of all of your gambling losses, this one I felt the worst about. Like when you were selling your picks, I was actively rooting against your picks.
Because it was funny.
When you tried to sell your picks for $5 and it ruined your birthday weekend because you wouldn't listen to me, then I was rooting against you.
Yeah.
But this time I wasn't. But again, down the stretch they come, Rom Bauer, and how did you take it?
I wasn't touching the money. It was you guys were like, I agree with you guys. I'm like, we're in a pretty good spot here. But I wasn't going to, like, fully admit that, like, we were in the green. And then you guys were texting me, and Louie was texting me the payouts of, like, what will happen with which horse will win. And it made me feel so much more confident. I was like, all right, we got this. And then when Rom Bauer went down the stretch and just blew past. Honestly, I was more upset about Concert Tour, because Concert Tour was, like, everyone's horse. And he just, like, he sucked. He was just terrible. Like, he got a bad start. He got up to like fifth or sixth, and then he just disappeared. So it's just me. It's just me. I'm a curse.
No.
I texted Louie after the race, like, Rom Bauer finishes. I just go, you got to be kidding me. Or no, he texts me. He goes, there you go. I go, you got to be kidding. I'm a curse, Louie. He goes, it happens. Still a good ticket. Worth the sweat and good content. And then it was just, we're both just despondent.
Well, you're more despondent than he is.
I think Louis was all right.
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
Louis won money earlier in the day. Louis was fine. All I had was the pick four because I was like, I'm not putting any more money in Twins Bars. I was like, I have this pick four. Like, this is it. Like, I'm tuning in for a few races and then I'm out. And so, yeah, I mean, started off great. Had a 9-1 horse for the first leg, so that was real good. And then, I mean, honestly, I'm just glad we didn't lose in the first leg. Because that would have been, I feel like that would have been even worse. Not even having a shot.
Not a shot at the end. Like,
Well, see, that's what I thought your pivot was going to be, that you spent $100, but you had a full day, you know, where you watched four races.
Right.
And you had, like, a big... you know, the payout was right there. Like, he gave you exhilaration.
Yeah, it gave us content. Yeah, gave us content.
I don't think you and Louie about your content. I don't know.
I mean, honestly,
I don't know how much I feel.
I mean,
that.
Honestly, for me, I'm more disappointed in myself with the Kentucky Derby than this. I mean, the feeling I had of like not betting the Baffert horse and then going on Twitter and seeing everyone bet the Baffert horse and win money. And like Matty Bangs putting out like a trifecta box that paid out like $2,000 to everyone, and I'm just sitting here and lost like everything in my TwinSpires account. I felt way more terrible then. This one, like, yes, it sucked, but it wasn't anything compared to Kentucky Derby.
But you infected Louie.
Oh no, that's what I told him. I am a curse. I am a curse. So everything I'm associated with loses. Hell, I took this full-time position back in January of 2020. What have these local teams done since then? They sucked. They just lost everything.
That's a great question.
Like, everything I touch loses. Well, I don't know what to do.
That means me and Strebel aren't immune to it.
Yeah, we've been affected by it as well.
That means we're being affected by it, and we don't really even know it.
No.
Texas says, Strebel with the out west with the Cardinals. Thanks for adding nothing to the conversation, James.
Look, I just know that there was a little worry about going out west and playing some real teams, and the St. Louis Cardinal fans didn't like the results.
Who did they lose to over the weekend?
The Dodgers.
Close. Padres.
Padres.
You did fine.
Yeah. Without any of their star players, but.
I mean, the best part is you got rid of that Wii and got nothing for it. That's the best part.
That's the saddest
thing.
I mean, Louie Rabeau's smiling in that video.
Louie, like, cleaned up. Yeah,
he did.
Mike Gandolfo texted me, made 200 during the show. Like, they hit a couple bets.
Oh, yeah.
I know you didn't take any of those.
No, because I had this pick four, and I was like, I told myself.
You would
curse
those bets.
So
I would have.
Here's the question. Are you taking off now for a while?
Oh, don't do this.
With horse racing, I will not be.
No, gambling.
No, he's not done gambling. Are you kidding me?
I just wanted
to football season. That's
we got NBA playoffs, baby. You heard the DraftKings promo.
He's done an about face. I remember at the end of basketball, the college basketball, I'm taking a break.
This is what we're talking about.
And now he's. I mean,
this is what it looks like, Strebel. This is what it looks like.
I thought he would have been
bet.
Like, I'm taking a break now, and you're
I
NBA
don't,
playoffs?
I don't bet, like, just, like, I bet the big sports. Like, football, to me, is a big sport. I bet football every weekend when it's football season. College basketball is a big sport here. I bet college basketball every weekend when it's the season. Baseball, I don't bet baseball pretty
But you
Pretty
know
much
about
at all.
Base, but you know about baseball. What do you know about the NBA?
I know about baseball, but I don't know. I don't watch every single game, Strebel. There's 15 games
but
that go it, on during
but
the day.
That's my question. Like, what do you know about the? I'm going to bet the NBA playoffs. How much NBA are you watching?
Why don't you buy someone's picks? Like,
no,
buy
I have. I have
somebody
no,
like
I
that
have,
and just follow.
I have people who give me picks. Yes, I bet
Jason
those
is.
Picks. Strebel, you're right. I don't know a damn thing about the NBA playoffs.
Right. Okay.
I don't know a damn thing. I just bet picks that people give me.
Okay. All right. So you're letting other people do the research for you.
Yes.
What I'm saying is he should.
I let Louie do all the research on the pick four. I didn't provide any input. I was like, dude, whatever
like
you
how
have.
How great it was. You needed like one more furlong and you would have won $500.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Give me the Megan Devine sound from this weekend.
But they know we have a podcast again, the Horse Racing Happy Hour.
Every Thursday.
Usually live around 8 o'clock.
Whenever I decide to show up.
Yeah. And then, but they want to know if we can have a normal radio spot. That's not up to us.
I would love to. I think this place needs a woman. There's no woman, actually, at all on the, when you walk by. There's just like five dudes' faces staring at you on the window.
One of them doesn't work here anymore.
So. Well, there you go.
Two of them.
Yeah, is Anderson on there still?
Well, there you go.
Anderson Adlock. Yeah, that's right.
Let me tell you, this place, it needs a woman.
They need to put Mitch's face out there. Replace Locke with
Mitch. Oh, I think we should just put Jack Grossman's face out there.
Yes!
Like five of the same guy.
Just all Jack.
Just all Jack Grossman.
Different poses, like different shots.
Texas says, fire Mitch, he's accursed.
No.
Texas says, does T-Scam count as giving me picks?
No.
Mitch, what did you think of your buddy T-Scam's, like their photos, their wedding photos, them cuddling in a bed with coffee?
They went to Cancun for their honeymoon, and they looked like they had a great time.
Well, who took that picture?
I don't know. The staff? I'm guessing.
They have, like, the guy that changes the bed sheets come in and take
well, that's what I'm...
Yeah, that what
yeah,
it was?
I went with the staff. I was going neutral.
I will ask him next time I see him. I'll let you guys know.
I haven't seen those pictures. Is it on his Twitter page? I follow him on Twitter.
No.
Facebook.
I think it's Facebook. Yes.
Oh, I'm not friends with T-Scam on Facebook. He never pops up for me.
Texas says, I love Mitch, but pick fours are sucker bets. Texas says, is Strebel going to OVW Thursday night to boo Drew Franklin? You want a seat?
I don't think I have anything going on Thursday night, but I don't know if that'd be my scene. I did watch a little bit of OVW Saturday before we went to Wyatt's
tournament.
I think
that would be your scene. I think that would be exactly your scene.
I don't look like a wrestling dude.
That was a massive.
Yeah.
Texter says year 20 and 20. That's exactly what he said.
He did. Year 20 and 20.
In the year 20 and 20.
20.
Chris Mack, he spoke today. We'll play you some of that sound next.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.